Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With working from home and trying to stay in touch with friends and family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to always be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. My moment to chill is watching baseball, especially when the White Sox are on. I like to have a Coors Light beside me. It's a great beer to have watching the games, as it's cool and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And even the mountains on my cans turn blue, telling me that it's time to hit reset. Sit back, relax, and hunker down for an evening of White Sox baseball. So when it's time for you to unwind, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. A happy National Paper Airplane Day to you all. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the second game of their three-game series, the White Sox beat the Cardinals 8-3. The biggest story from the game? Joe West broke the record for most games umpired with 5,376. Yes, really. Anyways, it was a high school reunion on the mound as former Harvard-Westlake teammates Lucas Giolito and Jack Flaherty got the starts for the White Sox and Cardinals, respectively, with their high school pitching coach Ethan Katz now in the same role for the Sox. And much like everyone else's high school reunion, Flaherty didn't enjoy it as much as he thought he would. The White Sox got it started early in the first inning with Tim Anderson leading off by reaching via error, and Adam Eaton was hit by a pitch in the two-hole. A hard lineout by Yoan Moncada got Anderson to third, which allowed Abreu to ground Anderson in. Yermín Mercedes stepped in and drove one to right fielder Tommy Edman. Edman, not normally a right fielder, dropped the catch, allowing Adam Eaton to score and give the Sox a 2-0 lead. The next inning started with a nice single from Zach Collins, who got the second on a wild pitch. Leury Garcia took a walk, which let Nick Madrigal draw Flaherty into a two-strike count before singling in Collins. Tim Anderson reached on an error by Nolan Arenado, which is when you know something weird is going on. Following a pop-out from Adam Eaton, Yoan Moncada stepped up with the bases loaded and drew a walk to bring in a run. After a Jose Abreu strikeout, a wild pitch allowed Madrigal to score, bringing the score to 5-0. The White Sox managed just two hits through the first two and scratched five runs across. The Cardinals struck back in the top of the third, starting with a double from Edmundo Sosa. Yoan Moncada must have drank some of whatever was in the Cardinals' water as Lane Thomas reached on a throwing error. Tommy Edman loaded the base with an infield single when Dylan Carlson hit a long, lazy fly ball as deep into the right field corner as you can go, where Adam Eaton made a jumping catch. Sosa came home on the sac fly, with the inning ending at 5-1. To the top of the fourth, where Nolan Arenado led off with a double. Matt Carpenter singled Arenado over to third before, why not, a wild pitch from Giolito allows Arenado to come across and score. Giolito would escape the inning with a 5-2 lead, following a pop-out and a strikeout. The White Sox put up more in the bottom of the fourth with, yes, real, normal baseball. Adam Eaton singled to right before Jose Abreu hit a towering home run down the left field line to make it 7-2. Following a single from Andrew Vaughn, that was it for Flaherty, who finished with a line of 3.2 innings pitched, 6 hits, 7 runs, only 3 of which were earned, a pair of walks, and 3 strikeouts. Tyler Webb came in to get the final out of the inning. The weirdness came back in the...
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Sixth, as following a Yoan Moncada single, Junior Fernandez replaced Webb and proceeded to throw a wild pitch that moved Moncada to second and balked, moving him to third. Jose Abreu drove him in with the single, and the score was 8-2. Cody Hoyer started the seventh, leaving Lucas Giolito with a final line of 6 innings pitched, 2 runs, one of which was earned, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. His season ERA is down to 4.04. Hoyer did not shut down the Cardinals, though. Matt Carpenter led off with a double, and following a pair of outs hit right at Yoan Moncada, Max Moroff singled in Carpenter to make it 8-3. Evan Marshall pitched a scoreless eighth, and Garrett Crochet loaded the bases with nobody out to start the ninth. And apparently it was just to make Liam Hendricks sweat as the closer stepped in and managed to get a save in a 5-run win with 3 straight strikeouts, the last of which was looking. Some other final stats to go over. Nick Madrigal went 3-for-4 to raise his average to .289 and was caught stealing. Jose Abreu drove in 4, which gives him 39 RBIs on the year, and Yoan Moncada had a double to raise his OPS to .821.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
In the minors, the Knights lost 5-4 to the Norfolk Tides. Adam Engel hit a home run in his rehab start, with Jake Berger and Marco Hernandez each adding a pair of hits. Ronaldo Lopez threw 5 innings of 2-run ball, spreading 7 hits and no walks around, but only striking out a pair. Lopez's ERA in AAA sits at 6.55. The Barons beat the Rocket City Trash Pandas 5-1 thanks to some late scoring, with 3 runs in the 8th and 1 in the 9th. Zach Granite, Carlos Perez, and Craig Dietilo each had a pair of hits, with Granite having the only extra base hit in the game for the Barons with a double. Jason Belew threw 5 innings of 1-run baseball but got a no decision. The dash in the Hickory Crawdads game was called in the top of the 7th due to rain, with the dash in the process of being stomped 11-2. Luis Curbelo had a solo home run, and Evan Skoog added an RBI on a single in the 5th. Isaiah Carranza got hit hard, giving up 8 runs, 7 of which were earned across 2 innings, serving up 7 hits and 4 walks. Dan Metzdorf didn't fare much better in 4 innings of mop-up duty, giving up 3 runs of his own. The Cannonballers took on the Carolina Mudcats and lost an almost unbelievable 23-7. Not many highlights to be taken from a 16-run loss, but I'll hit you with them quick. James Beard hit a 3-run home run, Jose Rodriguez had a solo shot and a double, and Brian Ramos doubled in a run. Matthew Thompson started for Canning and gave up 7 earned runs in 1 1/3 innings pitched. 4 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Ty Madrigal came in, yes, that Madrigal, and gave up 4 runs in 3 innings while striking out 6. McKinley Moore gets credit for being the only pitcher for the Ballers to give up fewer than 4 runs, allowing 3 in 1 inning of relief. The Chicago White Sox lead the AL Central by 1.5 games over the Cleveland Indians, and the Kansas City Royals sit 4.5 back. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Today, the White Sox and Cardinals play a getaway day game at 1:10 Central. Carlos Rodon will start for the White Sox. John Gant will start for the Cardinals. And tonight, you can catch Sox Machine live. Enjoy your Wednesday, and go White Sox!
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G. Because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.